this week on the Munchkin Minute, we're talking about some of the games we're looking forward to. Hi, everyone. It's Stephen Schleicher. And this week for Munchkin Minute, so many of you enjoyed the conversation that I had with Justin Robert Young a couple of weeks ago that I thought it might be interesting that every so often, a bunch of us should get together and talk about some of the games that we are most excited about that are upcoming. Okay, they could be Kickstarters that have funded. They could be a game that's not out yet. Could be all sorts of things. So I thought we would do that. And so Brian is here.
Hello.
Brad is here.
Hey.
And Rob is here.
Hello.
And so I thought we would go around the room and just one at a time. Each of us have three, but we're going to go around the room and talk about what we have. So Rob, why don't you kick us off?
Well, the first one I'm most excited about is the Legendary expansion, the Captain America 75th Anniversary.
Oh, yeah, 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 for
which
Legendary.
Which comes out, I believe, at the end of this month.
I think it's in April, isn't it?
I thought it was March 31st.
Okay. The 31st, April, yeah, same time.
Yeah.
Yep. But yeah, like, I want more Legendary. My roommate and I have worked through almost every possible card to play. I think there's a few things that we haven't played, and I know there's a number of combinations that we haven't played because the number of combinations
is astronomical.
And
that is not a full set. That's just a booster.
That is one of the $20 small expansions. Mm-hmm. Five heroes. I've got it. The description from Board Game Geek right here. Small box, 100 cards with five heroes of 14 cards each, like normal, two new villain groups, two new masterminds, and four new schemes.
Awesome. Cool. Well, that's exciting. So when does it say it comes out? End of March?
End of March. Release date. It just says 2016 here.
Yeah, I think it's March or April is when, because it was first quarter, because it's got to be out in time for the Captain America Civil War movie, which is what they would tie into. And I really like Legendary a lot, and the 75th anniversary one I think is going to be really exciting. Are you guys?
This should be fun.
Following any of that?
Not too much.
Not too much. Whatever.
All right, yeah. Brad, what do you got for us?
Mine is a game called Seventh Continent. I was a late backer on this, and I'm really, really looking forward to this coming. It's currently scheduled for October, but you know, with Kickstarter, these things happen. Comes from Serious Pulp, designed by Ludovic Rowdy and Bruno Sauter. And just a really cool solo game. You can do a multi-co-op, but it really looks like it's a solo experience. And they're saying thousands of minutes of play, a huge continent that you explore one little square card at a time with plenty of little adventures. It's a very choose-your-own-adventure-y kind of thing. Mm. And you craft and you gain resources.
Oh, that sounds cool.
Yeah, it's...
Is this one that has like a million pieces to it?
It has a few thousand cards in it, yeah.
Wow.
I should have checked the latest number, but it's going to be a massive box of cards. And it looks like one of those things where this may be a terrible idea, but somebody has thought of a really cool new way to deal with this. So I'm just...
Is it better? Do you think they handle it better than the... what's that? 777 game or whatever, however many worlds.
Yeah, I forget what the name of that was, but yeah.
It sounds like it would be better than that. You know
where
it's basically you pick a number between, I think it's 1 and 8, and then you pick a number between 1 and 7 and a number between 1 and 6, and then you flip all these pages and it tells you how to set up the game and how you're supposed to play the game.
You're talking about 504. That's a
504, that's it.
504 is a completely different concept. That's a game.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I've actually got 504.
But this is more of a RPG? Or?
This is like a choose-your-own-adventure game. So you start off, and here's your little space on this continent, and you can go north, south, east, or west.
Uh-huh.
Go north, you flip that card over, and maybe it's a mountain, and if you have a rope, you can climb up the mountain.
Yeah, cool.
If you don't have a rope, you can make a rope.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool.
Interesting.
That kind of thing.
Yeah. So October, you think? For
October.
And what's the name of it?
Seventh Continent.
Seventh Continent. All right. Brian, what do you have?
Well, since you mentioned solo game experiences, I saw this weird little thing on Board Game Geek. It looked interesting. The packaging looked like a choose your own adventure book.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a solo worker placement game called Deep Space D6.
Hmm.
So basically you have these D6s that you roll, and that determines what workers you get to play on your ship layout. And it's apparently just a solo adventure, quick little game. It was already kickstarted and completed, so it just seemed like a weird little concept. And if I ever see that around, I might just pick that up.
Awesome. Cool. One of the ones that I have on my list is one that, well, this is a show about Munchkin, right? So coming out in April, Munchkin Marvel Edition is coming out. This is from USAopoly. This is going to kind of play like the Adventure Time one, where you basically take on a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent or a different character. And then that's, you know, like how you had Finn and Jake and all those that we had in that. This is how they describe it. Created under license Steve Jackson Games, conjunction with Marvel Edition, comes complete with new monsters, allies, which are your heroes, and custom S.H.I.E.L.D. identification card, and it's the perfect gift for Munchkin fans who are ready for an epic Marvel battle. Now, this is a starter set, so you can play however you want. It comes with 6 oversized S.H.I.E.L.D. agent roll cards, 6 level trackers, custom die, game rules, 168 cards. Here's the crazy thing about this. This game doesn't come out until April, hasn't even come out yet, and I've already seen 2 additional expansion packs for this, so that there will be, by the end of the year, Munchkin Marvel 3 will have arrived.
Wow.
So I cannot wait for this. I'm very excited about it because it combines 2 of our favorite things, comic books and Munchkin, and this will hit in April from USAopoly, or USAopoly. Yeah, I think that's how you say it, right?
Is this going to be satirical, or is it...
I don't think that Adventure Time was satirical. It was pretty straightforward. Well,
Adventure Time is kind of a satire of the type of genre to begin with, so yeah, it didn't need to be...
Yeah.
Like, Adventure Time didn't make fun of Adventure Time, because Adventure Time was already making fun of...
D&D, specifically.
D&D.
Yeah.
I don't know. If people who went to Board Game Geek Con back in November got a chance to play it...
Huh.
So I don't know if it's funny or not. It could be funny, but that would be a little odd. I think it's going to be pretty straight up serious. Let's crack some heads.
Serious Munchkin.
That's
weird. Interesting.
Again, yeah. USAopoly has done this a couple of times where they're basically licensing the Munchkin mechanic game system and then just slapping on whatever they want on top of that.
Tell you what, man, you buy it, I'll play it.
Oh, it's definitely already pre-ordered, and it is on the way in April. So we will be playing it here on Munchkin Land. Rob, what do you have?
Next one I've got is Evolution Climate. It's a sequel to the game Evolution that I just got introduced to a couple months ago. It's on Kickstarter right now. It was 2 weeks to go as of the time of this recording. But you basically get to start with a animal that you're playing cards to make different throughout the game, or playing cards to get more animals. You're just trying to have as much as possible by the end of the game, which will have X amount of time going. It's a interesting game. Like, I don't know any other game that I can compare it to, because it's just draw cards. Well, I guess Munchkin, draw cards and play cards, but you get benefits based on keeping more animals alive.
Ah, cool.
Cool.
That does sound neat. When does that... That's Kickstarter.
That is a Kickstarter. Where do I find that? I am terrible at Kickstarter.
Sometimes it's kind of hard to find on that when it's supposed to ship. So, but definitely it is already funded, and people can go look it up. Climate. Sounds interesting. Brad, what else do you have?
I am really looking forward to Dead of Winter, The Long Night, which will be coming out at Gen Con from Plaid Hat Games.
Yeah, so they're taking the video game and turning it into a board game?
No. This is the board game Dead of Winter.
Oh, okay.
And they're turning it into another board game.
Ah,
so okay. this is a standalone expansion. So you could buy this and be a happy camper, or you could buy this and shuffle in your regular old Dead of Winter, a Crossroads game into it. It's going to have a new colony that can be expanded with different kinds of things that nobody has really described yet. There are new locations to visit, and then those locations will evolve as elements, probably as crossroad cards are played. And just looks like kind of a cooler version of the game we've already got. More awesome, basically.
Nice. It's always good to have more awesome.
Yeah.
Yep.
Brian, what do you have?
One thing that caught my eye is called Defenders of the Last Stand, which is this interesting...
People who actually like the Stephen King novel, that's what the game's about.
Well, it
I like
is,
The Stand.
I liked it, too. It is a post-apocalyptic cooperative game.
Sure.
It seems to be a reskin of Defenders of the Realm. I don't know how much of a reskin it is, but having never played Defenders of the Realm, that doesn't bother me. This is just basically taking a pretty much standard fantasy game and putting a flavor that I like better to it. And I mean, I'm sure they may probably have learned some things to do better from the old one. And yeah, that'll be one I'd be interested in checking out when I can get my grubby hands on it.
Excellent. All right. We haven't played on this show yet. It is coming up, but we have played the Ghostbusters game. From, I believe it's IDW, or I think it was an IDW game.
It was Cryptozoic.
Cryptozoic, but I think they worked with IDW on this.
I know the artwork is from the IDW comic.
So based on that, a game that funded over, I want to say almost four times what the pledge started at. It needed $250,000. Final pledge came in at $862,000. It is the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Shadows of the Past board game. From the description, and this is IDW Games that is putting this on, from the description, it feels like it is a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles version of the Ghostbusters game. Now, I don't know that exactly, but it's got the miniatures. It's got the cards that you're flipping over to lay out your grid. It's got a whole bunch of campaigns. One of them is one of your campaigns or one of the things takes place in Kevin Eastman's studio.
Nice.
One of the creators of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Every single goal has been unlocked on this, and I cannot wait for this to come out. It is coming out in July of 2016. That's when it's estimated, and when it arrives, we will be playing it. The one that I pledged was the Works exclusive, where you get the exclusive Works pizza box, so it comes in a box that looks like a pizza box. The exclusive April Hero Pack, the Kevin Eastman style miniatures and all applicable stretch goals, which there are lots of them, including Shredder, including, I think there is one of what's his name before he turns into a rat?
Mato Yoshi.
Yeah.
Whichever one.
Yeah.
Splinter.
Splinter, before he turns into a rat. So this looks very interesting, and the miniatures look really, really cool. I'm all in for the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles game.
Speaking of games that
that's
have already
the next one I was going to hit. Yeah.
Sentinels of the Multiverse Oblivion.
Yep.
The final expansion to the Sentinels of the Multiverse game was funded in 10 minutes.
Yeah, something like that.
Like it made, I think it broke the record for quickest funded board game at least.
Yep.
It's got,
they wanted 40,000.
They're
at $1.2 million.
Almost 1.3. They've got 3 days to go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's coming out tomorrow, right?
Yep.
So you've got a couple days to go back it, which I need to actually remember to do. Glad I pulled it up. But it's the final thing for Sentinels. You have the ability to get all of the promo cards that they ever did. You have the ability to get a awesome carrying case, which is kind of necessary because that game ended up with a lot of pieces.
As we've seen, it's hard to keep track of all those cards. And with this one, you get a box that will hold every single card, all the promo cards, all the oversized cards, and the all the manuals from all the different expansions.
Yeah. All of the new all of the new heroes are former villains that have reformed because end of the universe shenanigans. They do have a large pledge that you get everything they've ever made for Sentinels. So if you've never bought into the game at all and enjoyed us enough that you want to, it's only $400.
Only? For the entire multiverse.
For the entire multiverse.
Yeah, nice. Not bad.
Or you could pledge $500 and do the everything everer, which you get the entire multiverse plus prints plus stretch goals plus deck building game plus a barbecue grill promo and a lot more for $500.
Oh yeah, deck building game. I really want to play that.
Have you played Deck Building, the Deck Building Game?
No, Brad? I have not played Deck Building, the Deck Building Game, Steven.
It's about building a deck.
Is it?
With your deck building
is it
skills.
Literally
a deck on the back of your house.
That's what I was going to say. Is it nice. A deck on the back of the house? You know, I've actually literally done that, so I might be good
there
at it.
There you go. Yeah. All right. What do you got? What's the last? Are we on the last ones? Yeah,
this is my third one.
Yeah, this is my third one. This one, and maybe this one is so obvious that it almost doesn't bear saying, but I am totally, totally, totally jazzed for the March 31st release of Star Wars Rebellion from Fantasy Flight. this is really, 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 really going to be cool. And I'm telling you, think about this. It is, you know, mostly a two-player game. But I was thinking for the four of us, there is this four-player version where two guys play the Rebellion, two guys play the Empire. Mm. And here's the thing. It is
Empire.
Really...
Yeah, I'm all in for the Empire.
It is a really a hidden... So the Rebels know where their base is, and the Empire is looking for it, and there's a lot of bluffing on both sides.
Cool. Oh, that's nifty.
But if you play a two-player game, one guy's in charge of the ground troops, the other guy's in charge of the starships, you divide the heroes in half, and those two players have got to communicate with each other some way without giving out any information to the other two players across the table, which adds this extra complication to it. Yeah, and if you could play, you know, speak Wookiee or Bocce, you know, it might help. But I'm really looking forward to that. That game is just going to be downright awesome.
Awesome. Brian, what do you have?
Probably the one I was most excited about and disappointed that I basically just found out about it today after the Kickstarter's done and over is Battle Station 2nd Edition. This is a game I've pretty much gotten two base sets of previously, the first edition and a revised first edition. It's just this fun board game that really has a lot of RPG elements. You basically make a ship layout using tiles. And you're all a crew on the ship, you know, basically just running around the ship trying to do various things.
Is this the one where you like ended up with a dwarf and you had to like sink your ship or something?
No. That's a different one. Oh, okay. That,
all right.
Yeah, this one's
Gnomes.
Okay. Yeah, Gnomes. Yeah, that Red November is that one. Okay, but, okay. This one, it does have a similar feel to that, but it's a lot more complex. And there's like campaign rules and you can get new abilities for your characters. And it's, you know, I go through a campaign of... various sorts, and there's going to be like 30 different alien species in this new advance.
Wow.
So
are engineers still blue?
Probably. Yeah, good. It looks like all the battle stations themselves still are color coded the same.
Good, because I still want to be the blue guy.
You can't get in on it now.
There is still a pre-order if you want the $100 game.
Hell yeah.
Are you for the advanced rules? We'll see. That's a little pricey, but I'd really like... Yeah, we'll see.
My final one is not a board game, but it is an RPG, and it is one that I'm super excited about because it is based on Robert E. Howard's Conan and set in that Conan world. Mm-hmm. It is the Robert E. Howard's Conan role-playing game. It uses the 2D20 system that Modiphius had set up. I watched Mark Finn, who is a Robert E. Howard historian, and who's been on the Major Spoilers podcast years ago, but he and I still talk. In fact, we chatted really quickly this past weekend. But this one is very interesting because Quick Start Guide's already available for free if anybody wants it. They've already unlocked they've met their goal. They're hitting their stretch goals. They have really thought this out to where it's ready to go as almost like 15 different books from different modules to monsters to settings to everything during the Hyborian Age. And I think this is going to be really interesting. I'm very excited about it because it looks like it's super easy to play. It looks like character creation is super easy as well. And the part of the playthrough that I've watched makes it look like it can be a lot of fun. So that is the one that I am looking forward to. When is this one? It's still going on. It's got 12 days still to go over on Kickstarter that you can get it. And it looks like this one is coming out in, for me, June of 2016 is when this one's coming. I went ahead and just got the whole PDFs because I'm not getting 15 different hardbound books. But
Fair enough.
Lately that's what I've been doing. A lot of stuff, the Fate stuff, the Fate system that just wrapped up. I got everything in PDF
form. Fate more.
The Pathfinder Humble Bumble Humble Bumble.
Boy, that was crazy.
I still haven't gotten mine. Yours because their servers are bogged down.
Yeah, they were.
But I went in all in, and for like, was it $30? I got everything. So it was really a good deal. But this one for £40, which is $50 US, $58 US, the PDF Master, the 368 page Conan RPG core book, and all of the unlocked PDFs, which right now I believe there are 10 of them that are already unlocked.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. So there you go. That is what I'm looking forward to. So Yay. Any of those that strike your fancy for anybody else that you're interested in? I'm interested in this
Battle Station
game, and I'm interested in your little RPG tile building thing.
Yeah, I'm definitely interested in both
and
the solitaire
ones.
Obviously,
I'm interested in Sentinels of the Multiverse.
Yeah.
Only because I back that as well.
Yep. Which I'm going to be doing probably when I get home.
You better hurry up and do it before it's all gone, man.
I thought about pulling out my credit card right now, but...
Yeah. Speaking of being all gone, I think that wraps it up for this installment of the Munchkin Minute. Hopefully you guys got a kick out of this. We'll do this maybe every couple of months, I think, just so you can kind of know what games we're interested in. Maybe next time we'll do the some games that we're like currently playing and really enjoying the heck out of. But let us know in the comments section over at MajorSpoilers.com. That wraps it up for this Munchkin Minute. We'll be back next week. I believe next week is a video version, so you want to head over to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/majorspoilersvideo, to check out the action over there. Subscribe so you know when those new videos come out. Always lots of fun over at the YouTube. And until next time, remember, it's not cheating if you don't get caught.
This podcast is copyright 2016 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.
Is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.